Joining us today, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. And Stefan, while one might think we are obliged to look ahead to Sunday's Super Bowl, we've decided to leave that for another part of the program today. And I want to talk with you instead about the story that you've written in today's Wall Street Journal on the front page about a gentleman named William Edward White. Who was William Edward White?
He was a baseball player in the 19th century who played exactly one game in the major leagues. On June 21, 1879, he played a game for the Providence Grays of the National League, and he did quite well. He went 1-for-4, he scored a run, he didn't make any errors, and he never played in another game again. And White at the time was a student at Brown University. He played on the baseball team there. And this wouldn't be terribly unusual. There are plenty of players who just make it to the big leagues for one game, except White's story turns out to be much more interesting than that.
And what is interesting about that is that William Edward White, it seems, turns out to have been the first black player to have played in a Major League Baseball game.
As far as historians know. Now, there were a couple of players before Jackie Robinson. Of course, everyone believes Jackie Robinson broke the color line in 1947 when he joined the Brooklyn Dodgers. But there were two players in the 19th century, a player named Moses Fleetwood Walker, who played a bunch of games in 1884 for the Toledo team of the American Association, and his brother, Weldy, also played a few games for Toledo that year. But there is no record of any other black players playing in the major leagues.
What's so fascinating about your story is that the story of Mr. White was dug up by a group of people who devote themselves, if I understand this as a hobby, to researching the lives of obscure professional baseball players.
And not just obscure players. It has to be specifically obscure players. Players whose biographical records are incomplete. They lack full names or birth dates or death dates. These people are members of the Society for American Baseball Research, or SABRE, which of course most people know for sabermetrics, the statistical minutia that sort of define baseball. Major League Baseball is fortunate in that it has this platoon of amateur historians who do for baseball what baseball doesn't do for itself, which is preserve the past of the national pastime. So there is a SABRE biographical committee, and they are dedicated to filling in the blanks so that there is a complete record for all 16,000 men who have played Major League Baseball. And right now, the SABRE people have whittled it down so that there are 344 players with incomplete death records and about 700 players with incomplete birth records, which is a pretty amazing ratio if you think about it.
And William White was one of these people, one of these incomplete biographies.
Right, and his name just happened to come up. Researchers had looked at him from time to time. Recently, a SABRE researcher named Peter Morris picked up the case. He got in touch with a researcher who was an expert in Southern history because William White was from Georgia. He tracked census records. He found that William White's father, A.J. White, turned out to be a slave owner before the Civil War. Then he found William's mother, Hannah White. She turned out to be a mulatto, and there on the 1880 census was a 9-year-old mulatto boy named William White.
How rare would it have been for an African-American young man to play baseball with whites in the 1880s?
It wouldn't have been typical, but it was not entirely rare. Historians have documented several mixed-race amateur teams from the 1870s and 1880s. There were a few black players in the top minor leagues of the time. And White's case is interesting because it's not clear whether he was known to be black or whether he was trying to pass for white. He had listed himself as white on the 1880 census, actually. And that's, to me, why it was so intriguing. Did he only play one game in the major leagues because he was discovered to not be white? We just don't know.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, thanks a lot. And by the way, what do you figure? The Patriots by how much?
Well, I think the teams combined may not score 20 points, so I'll take the Patriots by 3.
Thank you very much, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.